Shalom Aleichem, Chevra, it's Binyamin Hammer, the National Council of Young Israel. We welcome you all, and Rebbe particularly, for conference call number 82. Thank you, Rebbe.
You're very welcome. Question one, if there are chiyuvim in the Nusach Sfarad Minyan, must or should all kadeshim be said after the Yom, and again after Enkelokeinu, and after Aleinu? Or can one kadesh be enough based on Mishnah Brura in Siman Nun Hei, Kishem Shem Mematim Bebrochos, Kein Mematim, the kadeshim? Seems to me that you need two kadeshim. You need Nusach Sfarad is a kadesh drabonim after Enkelokeinu, but it's enough to have one to cover both Aleinu and the Yom. The sources, if you look in the Mat Ephraim, in some Tov Kuf Peyav Sevav, talks about Brochi Nafshi and Ledovid, one after the other on Rosh Chodesh Elul, it's enough to have one Kaddish, and according to most authorities, it's true with respect to the Yom and Aleinu. The question about Shir Shayom, followed by Ledovid, the Mat Ephraim is worried, you're going to think that the Ledovid's part of the Shir Shayom, others don't have that worry. Look in the Sefer Divrei Sofrim, the Kitzer version, Perek Nunhei Oz Kuf Ayin Ches, he says it's enough to have one for the Kaddish, one Kaddish for Aleinu and Shir Shayom. He quotes that the Butchacher, Eshel Avram, in Kuf Lamed Bei says, Ein Nisharin, and they do Kaddishim for both, but it seems to be better to leave one of them out. Two, can an Avil attending Shul during Shiva serve as the Shaliach Tzibur? Pasha Pshat, in our minute, the answer is yes, although some have a minute the Avil doesn't say, is not a Shaliach Tzibur even in his house. But for those of us who have his minute in his house, if he goes to Shul, he can be the Shaliach Tzibur there as well. The bigger question is, can he be allowed to go to Shul? Some say he's not allowed to go to Shul. If he can't get a minute in his house, he has to daven v'yechidus. Others disagree and say that you, in fact, may go to Shul, especially for a parent. You have to daven for them and say Kaddish. This is also found in the Divrei Sofrim in Perek Membeis, Os Samach Hei and Samach Vav. Even if you hold that you're not permitted to go to Shul once the Mogan Avraham against Eliyahu Rabbah, it's still relevant, the question for Erev Shabbos Mincha and Motzei Shabbos Marav, when an Avil often finds himself in Shul, and the consensus view is that he's allowed to daven in Shul, the same as he's allowed to daven in the house, according to our minhag. Question three. I'm officiating at a funeral of a non-religious person whose family are all secular. They asked me if they can release balloons at the funeral. Is there any halachic problem with this? If not, should it be discouraged anyway? It certainly should be discouraged. This is not our minhag. Is there a halachic problem? It depends. If it's just something which the people want to do for whatever reason, as if to signify that the neshama is going to the shavayim or something of this nature, I don't see a strict halachic problem. If, however, it turns out it's a chukas agoyim, which it may be, then it is a problem. We want to do the research to find out if this is officially a chukas agoyim, then it should be avoided. It was just something which this fellow wants to do to demonstrate the neshama going to Shemayim or something of that nature. Should be discouraged, but it's not prohibited. Question four. Siyam HaShas, should a Beis Medrash Bocher or younger man give up his regular learning Seder Hayom to attend the seminal event? Simple answer. The Beis Medrash Bocher asks the Rosh Hashiva, and the younger man asks the Rosh Karlo, and if whatever they say. B, no one is forcing anyone to attend. Is it a chiyuv? Because an unusual kiddush Hashem? Absolutely not. This is not a chiyuv. It's a very nice idea. But a chiyuv, that's something I must go. There's no such requirement. C, with such an event attended by many Rosh Yeshiva, Tavid Chacham, and thousands completing all of Bavli, want a special tefillah bracha such as a Shachiyonu? The answer is no. To my knowledge, they've had few of Siyam HaShas which filled up big stadiums already, and they didn't make any bracha. Question number five, Holocaust education. Should this subject matter be taught as part of the curriculum in yeshivas, high school seminaries, or due to its sensitivity, be left to parents and grandparents to share with their children? It is a sensitive topic, that's clear. It seems to me that it should be taught in school, every school according to its understanding, the different understandings, especially in today's world where we have Holocaust deniers. And unfortunately, the last of the survivors are becoming depleted by old age. It's important that we learn about the Holocaust. I think it should be discussed from a Torah perspective. Again, there are varying Torah perspectives. How do you deal with it? That's not the question that was asked. But every yeshiva or high school or seminary, which has a particular worldview, Torah view, as to how to understand these events, I believe should teach it in their respective institutions. 6. During Chanukah, many play dreidel with money. Is this a halachic issue of asmachta lo kanya? Possibly it is. Perhaps not. I believe it's a much bigger problem. Not a halachic issue, it's an educational issue. I believe that children should be taught, and adults, that gambling is literally dangerous. It can become addictive, and you can get stuck with gambling debts, with mafia dons. You can really be a problem. Lives can be destroyed. Marriages are destroyed. Gambling is a terrible thing. And no one should ease his or her way into gambling by playing dreidel. It seems to me that therefore those who have the custom, and the custom does exist. If you look in the Piskei Tshuvos, Siman Tov Resh Aleph, footnote 25 and 26, they give various reasons for this minig of playing dreidel on Chanukah. I'm not opposed to the minig if it exists. The preferred way is all the money belongs to the house. It means that they have a dreidel. You give all the money out to the people who want to play, and at the end of the day, you collect the money back. So it's not really gambling. It looks like gambling. There are those who say, I think they quote there from the Klausenberger Rebbe, that, you know, says in certain Svarim that within a family there's no issue of gambling. And some say that on Hanukkah everyone's in one big family. That's a bit of a stretch. But I believe that the money should be given out by the balabos and collected at the end. So it's like monopoly money. It's not real gambling. This way it will not lead Chas V'Shalom to further gamblings, which is not on Hanukkah. Question 7. Where should one light Hanukkah candles on every Erev Shabbos Hanukkah if A, he is sleeping at relatives but eating in a catering hall? B, eating at his relatives but sleeping on the block? C, difference between one's parents and home or siblings? D, should one light himself or even starve with the homeowner? E, is there any requirement to have a neighbor light at one's home because of chashad? 5 separate questions. Question 1. A person who sleeps in one place and eats at a catering hall, it seems to me that his home, the Neir Shu Beso, for that Chanukah, is a place where he sleeps. That's a home, as opposed to the catering hall, which is a public area. It's not so much of a home. I think he should light where he is sleeping at his relative's house. B, he's eating at one house, a relative, and sleeping down the block. So now he's not eating in a public place, he's eating in a private place. They're both his home. Like he has a home with a dining room and a bedroom. You have a home with a dining room and a bedroom, you can light in either room. And therefore, I believe he can light in either place. It seems to me, this particular case, it would be better to light at his relative's home. That's where he's going to be during the mealtime, which is the main time when the candles are being lit. The greater presumenisa there, as opposed to where he's sleeping down the block, he won't see much of the candles till he gets back from the meal. He may be out already, so it's better that he should do it, I believe, where he is eating. C, the difference between one's parents, home, or siblings. Depends. Someone is a bachur, a single fellow or a single girl, then you are a member of the household of your parents. In my opinion, until you get married, that it, you are a member of their household. Now, even if you live somewhere else, so you have two houses. You have the house where you live and the house of your parents, because it seems to me that a person, until he's married, is always welcome back home. I sure hope so. Is always welcome back home. and therefore their parental home is a home, even if they have another one, whether it be in a dorm or in a different apartment. So therefore, it's much has a status of a ben bayis there, in which case you can be yotzei automatically with your parents lighting. But if you want to light, that's the best place to light, as opposed to a sibling, where you're not a member of that household, you're just a guest. If you're just a guest, things become a little bit more complicated, as we shall see in a moment. So therefore, it's better by one's parents and one's siblings if a person is single. If you're married, there's no difference. D, should one light himself if he would start with the homeowner? This is a complicated question. It says in Shulchan Aruch, based on the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, that Achsanoi is Mishtate Bepruta. That a guest gives a penny to the Balabayas, and thereby, with that penny, maybe you should give a nickel now, if a penny's not quite a pruta, that pruta that you give, this enables you to fulfill the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. That's what it says in the Gemara. Mishnah Brewer writes, in Siman Tov Resh Ayin Zayin Sifkot and Gimel, it's better to light yourself. My Rebbe of Soloveitchik, the Chorona Rocha, felt that that's not correct. He said, the reason that you should be mitzaref is because you're not allowed to light yourself. Why not? It's not your house. It's not your house. You're only there for a day. It's not your house. And the Ner Ishu Beiso has to be your house. The chiddush of Mishtate Beprut is a double chiddush. You're not considered to be homeless. If you're homeless, you're potter. On the other hand, it's not considered to be your house. So you have to give a pruta. By giving a pruta, you become a member of the household. How did my Rebbe know that? Well, perhaps he knew it from the Beis Halevi, his great-grandfather namesake, and his chanukah on the back of the Beis Halevi on Chumash. He quotes the Rambam. The Rambam holds that Mahajan means that the Balabais lights the night of Chanukah times the number of members of the household. So if you have a father, mother, son, and a daughter, you light 4, 8, up to 32. Says the Rambam, if a person has a son, a daughter, and a guest, so you light 5. If you have a guest on the last night of Chanukah, you light 40. So clearly, the version of the Rambam's Mahadran considers an achsanoi as a member of the household. So my Rebbe said, you're a member of the household, you have to you can discharge your obligation. Just light yourself. It's like lighting in the street. It's not your house, and it's no good. It seems to me the way to make everybody happy is to do the following. That's what I do when I've been a guest out for Chanukah on a number of occasions, out of town for weddings, etc. You do both. How so? You have your own menorah. Place your menorah right next to the menorah of the Balabais. When the Balabais lights, you answer Amen, Tis Brachas. But before that, you give him a nickel. This way, you can fulfill everything. You give him a nickel, so you can fulfill the core obligation of Mitzvah Ner Chanukah Ner Ishu Beiso. You now become a member of the household for a day by that nickel. You want to fulfill Mahadran? We thought you can't do it if it's not your house. But now, you're not making a bracha levatola because all you're doing is answering amen to his brachas. Even if you're potter, even if it's also to make a bracha, but it's not also to answer amen. Moreover, it's possible that even my Rebbe who held that you're not permitted to make a bracha if you light your own candles in someone else's house when you're a guest there for Shabbos or whenever you're a guest there, he might concede that if you already gave a nickel that makes you a member of the household, then now, just as you could be yotzei the core mitzvah by just giving him a nickel, you can fulfill Mahadran by now lighting your own menorah over and above the nickel that you gave. Since I'm not sure that I'm right, so the proper way to do it is to do both. To give a nickel and then answer, put your menorah near the menorah of the Balabais, answer Amen to his bracha. This way I think you cover all your bases. That's the best thing to do if I am correct. And question number E, is there any requirement to have a neighbor light at one time of the chashad? I do not believe we have a question of chashad nowadays, because we now light for those indoors. Used to be light for those outdoors. Rambam writes we now light for those who are indoors, and therefore there's no chashat. No one knows what I'm doing. I've been lighting indoors. As a matter of fact, in my house, I light in a place where no one from the outside can see. I hope there's no chashat. They'll think I'm lighting somewhere else with a greater pesum and nisa. My windows face nothing. They don't face any streets. So I light in my dining room where everybody can see. I think that's the best place to light in my circumstance. We're not worried about chashad. And therefore, there's no such obligation, no requirement. However, having a neighbor light as one's home, in my view, does fulfill the mitzvah for you in the situation where it's impossible for you to light anywhere. For example, you're taking a plane to Eretz Yisrael, you're leaving your house at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and you'll be on the plane the whole night. So what are you going to do then? So the best way to fulfill the mitzvah in that situation, I believe, is to have a neighbor and light for you. The ideal way to avoid any shilas is that you set up the menorah before you leave the house. You ask a neighbor a favor. After you light your own menorah, whenever you do that, you make the brachas. And then without any interruption, walk over to my house, here's my key, and light my menorah for me without a bracha. This way you have no problem of any extra brachas. As we said before, we try to avoid brachas problems whenever possible. Question number 8. If one is away for Shabbos Chanukah, what should he do for lighting on Motzei Shabbos? Light where he was for Shabbos and only go home later. Should, must he wait a half an hour before leaving or eat a Malav Malka there? Or is it better to leave as quickly as possible and light at home? Does it matter if the trip home is close to an hour or more without traffic? My preference is you light at home, no matter when it is. It seems to me if you're going away for Shabbos, you're only sleeping there one night, Friday night, you're sleeping at home on Shabbos, on Motzei Shabbos, the simple shot is that Motzei Shabbos, that home is no longer your home. You had a great time, you spent there for 26 hours already, and you had a good time for Shabbos, and you slept there Friday night, and you ate your Shabbos meals, even eating the Malava Malka. It's not your house. Your house depends on your Mokum Kavua. It's not Kavua, it's only Aroi. And therefore, it's only your house, I believe, if you are sleeping over the next night. Shlomo Zalman Zatzal has a different view. He maintains if you go to for Shabbos, it's considered to be your house on Motzei Shabbos, even if you plan to go home that night. That's a Chiddush Gadol. I don't think we should rely on that. Chiddush is much better to light at home. Of course, it's going to be delayed. Okay. As I said earlier, there's not much of a kpeda to light immediately on time, except for Zrizim Akdimim, because today, even 2 hours later, the people in the house are awake. Even if you light in the window, people these days are up and about, especially at the Motzei Shabbos, at a much later time than it was Bisman HaGemara, before they had the electricity, etc., etc. So therefore, the fact that you're lighting later is not a great concern. Seems to me, Bisman HaZeh, for those two reasons, A, we light for those indoors, and B, the people are outside for a longer time. I believe it's much better to light later. And even if you have to eat Malav HaMalka there, you appoint a shaliach to remind you, make your own reminders. There's so many reminders these days with phones, with WhatsApps, with all kinds of reminders you can provide for yourself. If you know it's going to happen, you should set up the menorah before you leave on Friday. So when you come home, on Motzei Shabbos is staring you in the face with that number of candles, you won't forget. And have someone call you. Go home, ask the Baal HaBayis to call you in an hour and a half to remind you, even if it's permitted to eat the Malav HaMalka, if necessary, before you go home to light. Question 9. On a regular weekday night, when is it the preferred time to light for Hanukkah? B, should one leave afternoon Seder early to light at the preferable time? C, if one's wife is at work or children are in school, should one wait to light with his family? D, should one daven Ma'ariv before lighting? The answer is the preferred time to light. The Vilna Gaon says that Shkia. Most posts can disagree and say you should light at Tzeis HaGochavim. But with a nod to the Vilna Gaon, we light at his Tzeis HaGochavim, which is approximately about half an hour after Shkia adjusted for the latitude and the time of the year, and those who have a little bit later shear than the Vilna Gaon. So if half an hour to skier, I think it's the best time to light the menorah in on a regular time. That's what I think. Regular time, half an hour. But again, I said that you have to be so careful. Should leave after the Seder to light a preferable time? No. I told you before, it's not ma'akev to light at that point. And now in our yeshiva, there's a psak from the Rav. Back to a Meiri. You should not leave your Seder to light earlier. I know one of the yeshivas, they disagree, especially in Eretz Yisrael. I told they light outside, and that's a different shita. If one's wife is at work or his children at school, should one wait to light with his family? Absolutely yes. Should wait for your wife for sure. Chofetz Chaim waited. They said, but Rebbe, you Paskin and Mr. Brewer have to do right away. He quoted the Gemara on Shabbos, Shalom Bayis Odef. What's in there? Shabbos, Odef, Mir HaChanukah, Shalom Bayis Odef. His wife wants to be the one who lights candles. So I think the family should always, whenever possible, they should light, if the husband is lying and the wife is going to watch her husband light, this should always be done no matter how late it is. I once had a case. I came home at 1:30 in the morning. There was no other time given my schedule that I could light when my wife was home. So I lit at 1:30 in the morning. The children is different. If 1:30, the children are sleeping already. So many years ago, I had to go away for Hanukkah. Came back by 1:30 in the morning. My children were still in the house. I told my wife she should light. I didn't light. She lit. You know, when the kids came home from school. So every case, every family is a little bit different. I think it's very, very important for Shalom Bayis of a husband and wife, they should light together when they will be home at some point during that night, no matter how late it is. If, on the other hand, it's a chinuch issue for the children, they should see the menorah, and they won't be up so late. Then I believe the person who's at home, whether it be the husband or the wife, should light at a time when the children are there, even if the wife is going to come back when the children are already asleep. Marav before lighting is not necessary. There are many minyanim kavuah for Marav, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. And I said you should light at 5 o'clock. So you don't have to be medactic to daven Marav before you light the candles. And on Eretz Yisrael again, they try to come to the first Marav and light right away. They uproot their regular schedules. Here, I don't think it's necessary. Question number 10. You want to extinguish the candles lit in Shulva for Marav if everyone is leaving? Should you wait half an hour to pass and delay his own candle lighting? The poskim say you're allowed to blow it out right away. Piskei Tshuvos, Tav Resh Ayin Aleph, footnote 48, quotes it from the Melamed Lahol and others. Especially today, it's a chashash takana. It's not wise to leave candles unattended. Too many tragedies have happened. In my view, if everyone is leaving, just blow it out. You're not required to wait the half an hour. If you want to wait half an hour and sit and learn, it's not a bad idea. But even if you're going to delay your own lighting, as I told you earlier, that's not so a major concern. But if you want to go home, your family's waiting for you, and there's a bit of a rush, you're allowed to blow it out. Safety first. Question 11. If there's no early mincha on Erev Shabbos Chanukah, should one daven be yechidus for lighting candles? The answer to that question is no. If you look in the Piskei Tshuvos, Siman Tav Resh Ayin Tes, footnote 6 and 7, goes to Shalah and others, that it's very nice minik. Oh, yes. Nice minik to daven an early mincha. In our shul, we have an early mincha on Erev Shabbos Chanukah, which we normally do not have. But it's not ma'akev. Tefillah B'tzivah is more important. That's a quote from the Shalah, and that's in the Piskei Tshuvos. It's a dirshu in footnote 15, and Tav Resh Ayin Tes quotes from Rabbi Yoshev and others. But even though it's a very nice minig, but it's not more important than Tefillah B'tzibur. 12. What activities are considered malacha that women should not engage in while the Chanukah candles are lit? Well, in Siman Tav Resh Ayin, where this minig is found in Mishnah Berurah, the Piskei Tshuvos quotes in footnote 14 and 15, an opinion which says, whatever is mutter on yontif, such as cooking, is mutter. No problem. But if Chanukah is a yontif, it's no more than Pesach. She's allowed to cook. Some say more than that. It's only prohibited sewing and knitting and laundering and ironing. What's their rule? Whatever is mutter on, chalamayit is mutter. These four, you don't know chalamayit. Anything else, even if you would not, which you may not do on yantap, you may do on chalamayit, even that is mutter. In the dirshu, in Tav Reish Ayin, footnote 15, he quotes that some disagree. Rabbi Yosher, Rabbi Scheinberg, Rabbi Yisrael Yaakov Fisher, they all are more strict not to do any malacha at all while the candles lit for the those who have that minig. Rabbi Yosher himself says, you know, it's all a minig, and his words, Eino chama kokach, so it's quoted, and therefore the one can be relying on the Mekilim will say it's limited to the malacha such as sewing and knitting and laundering and ironing. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman was a bit of a machmir, but the only thing he let was to cook the latkes to eat right away. That was permissible. Otherwise, he should wait. But again, I think in America, people are much more makel. For those who don't have a specific minig, there's certainly room to be makel in the shaila. 13. Is there a kiyum of presume nisa b'di eved for a Hanukkah lighting or Hanukkah event that takes place immediately before or after Hanukkah? This could be applied to the White House event, which took place the week prior to Hanukkah, or might take place Sunday prior to the beginning of Hanukkah on Sunday evening. Another way of asking, does the Pesumah Nisa need to be take place during Hanukkah? And the Lakas Neres or Achilas Masa, Mikra Megillah, can only take place during a certain time frame. The answer is clear. It's only on Hanukkah. Before Hanukkah, after Hanukkah, maybe a very nice idea. You want to increase awareness. But it's nothing to do with the mitzvah of Ner Hanukkah. Mitzvah Ner Chanukah is only on Chanukah. Can't do it before, can't do it after. Finally, question 14. When lighting at a public lighting on Chanukah itself, where individuals will light at home either before or after the event, are the brachos recited? This is a matter of great dispute. Piskei Tshuvos, Siman Tav Reish Ayin Aleph, footnote 65, quotes many, many gedolim who say, there's no significance to lighting out of your home, with the sole exception of the Beis HaKnesses. That's what's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Everything else, no. Who is included in this list? The Minchas Yitzchak, the Kloisenberger Devar Yatziv, Rav Shlomo Zalman, the Shevet Alevi, Rav Shturmach and Tshuva Sanhagos, and in the Dirshu, Tav Reish Ayin Aleph, footnote 70, they quote the same from Nissim Karelis Zatzal, Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, all these great gedolim hold that there's no way to make a bracha outside your house except if you're in shul. That's it. No other public place. There is a dissenting view, quoted by the Piskei Tshuvos, by the Reb Binyamin Atzadik, Reb Binyamin Zilber Oz Nibru, and Reb Avadia is quoted in the Yalkut Yosef, that they hold that shul is lav dafka. It could be any public place. You know, there are certain groups that make a bracha in a very public place. It seems to me it should pass like the majority of the poskim. The majority of the poskim say it has to be only in shul. Nothing else will qualify. And in any event, suffik brachas lahakal. Even if it would be a suffik ashakal, if it would be an even number of poskim, it would still be a suffik brachas lahakal. So it seems to me that the short answer to the question of the bracha is recited is no. One should not make a bracha on candles lit in a public lighting. I think the whole idea should be discouraged, even though there are others who feel that they want to publicize the Hanukkah by lighting in the public square. It seems to me that if it's mitzvahs ner ishu beiso, the public square is not that much different from the previous question of before or after Hanukkah. It's a very nice idea, but it's not the actual mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. So if one has to do it, make sure to do it without a bracha. I wish everybody a Chanukah Sameach, and we'll regroup mitzvah after Chanukah is over.
Thank you very much, Rebbe. Thank you to the Rabbanim. Chag Sameach to everybody. We'll be in touch. Thank you.
Bye-bye.